Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cicero, and I'm from the School of Qi Energy. Sifu Jones is going to take time to talk about yin energy. Does our school teach yin energy, which is a form of sexual energy? And Sifu Jones is going to explain this in a whole lot more depth. And Sifu Jones, how are you doing today?
Good, yes. One of our students we're bringing up, they wanted to know if we were going to get to teaching about Jing energy in the school, depending on where you come from, how you say that may vary. But it's all talking about sexual energy and building that up in some type of way so that you can use it for all sorts of different events. And what we have found that this isn't something that is viable that you can actually use in any kind of practical application way unless it's for destructive purposes only. And back in my youth, I used to try to do a lot of that type of building up. I read the books on it and went through several different teachers that were supposed to be experts about how to build up that type of energy. And really what it gave me is some of the most worst types of side effects, roller coaster ride from doing that type of a build up where one day you were feeling really good, the next you'd feel really lousy, or one part you'd have a lot of energy and other parts you really just didn't feel very good at all. And it wasn't something that was very easily controllable. And as I started studying scientifically about what was going on there, what were you really doing when you're building up sexual energy, we came to find out that it isn't something that is going to ever be controllable. That when you're dealing with Jing energy, you're really dealing with hormones, and hormones that are running through your bloodstream that come out of your organs, and in this particular case, your sexual organs are what you're dealing with. And so the majority of the time you're going to be dealing with either the testosterone in your body if you're a male, or the estrogen if you're a female. And sexual motivation is influenced by that, as well as progesterone and oxytocin and vasopressin. And even the term sexual hormone is also synonymous with like sexual steroids, or which there are two main classes of the sexual steroids called androgens and estrogens. And there's these derivatives of testosterone and estradiol are ones that come off of those, that whether you're a male or a female, that's basically what you're trying to build up or accumulate in your body so that you can use it for, some people say, extreme abilities or stuff like that. And what I really found out is by building up on that type of energy, where a lot of the books will tell you that you'll build it up by going without having sex on this normal basis that you normally will, or going through the motions of it, but not actually going to the point where letting those fluids come out. And most of the time, when you're doing something like that, that can really cause problems with your system. We don't teach anything like that in our school because that's not really the way, I should say, it's not the best way to be building up any type of energy. Usually when you're building up those types of energies, all you're going to be able to do with it is to use it in a destructive manner. So I would say if you're going to, like, have a boxing match or some kind of martial art fight, well, that is when you would build up those type of energies where you're going to actually build up the chain. And you can use it in that particular manner, and it will work quite effectively. That's the best way to use that type of energy. But since this is not a practical way for most people to deal with, because most people don't go through their life fighting, and if you have like a normal job, you certainly would not want to build up that kind of energy because it's not the type of energy that's going to be conducive to socializing or getting along with people. And haven't you found that true too?
Absolutely. And a lot of the qigongs that I've done, including yoga, I would build up a lot of hormonal flow. And honestly, I did not know I was building up hormonal flow. I felt a lot of heat, a lot of tingling sensations. And then it was such a concentrated form. It would come out in an emotional release. It would come out maybe when I was doing an extreme workout. It just seemed that the concentrated buildup that I was doing, and I did not know it was hormonal, left me depleted afterwards, as if I couldn't feel normal. I was tired, but also I felt strange in many different types of ways, as if I was drained of something, and I never realized I was draining my own buildup that I concentrated in that kind of a way. I had no idea it was a hormonal concentrated buildup that I finally released in one way or another through maybe an argument with a person over something that was very easily handled. I may have bullied that person with my tone of voice or my thoughts, but it was a hormonal type of influence. I didn't know that it was coming from the way I was doing my own energy work in Qigong and yoga.
A martial artist and learning the internal side or going towards inner power, this is one of the first things that I started picking up with, and there was a number of authors out there that did different books on it, as well as going to different instructors that taught different exercises on it that you could do. And everybody back then used to think it was in the blood, that you build up your circulation and you build up your overall energy so that you could do or work towards things like extreme abilities, things that seemed impossible you would be able to do if you could build up this energy in the right way. And back then, we really didn't know things about how qi energy really did work, and most people consider jing energy a part of qi energy or this stuff called qi. And what we have found now is that it really doesn't work in the way we first thought. Where way back then, we thought things that worked in the blood was basically hormonal driven, and you could build up your glands and your hormones in this particular way, and you'd really get good at it. But now that we know how this really does work, that it's really your electrical system, not your blood system, that is going to allow you to do the impossible things that we're looking to do, or to get to those areas where you can really build up a lot of energy that other people can physically feel. Not only yourself can feel, but other people can physically feel. And a lot of times when I was building up that other type of hormonal flow, when you were building up a lot of it per se, yeah, people could feel me then, but as soon as like you had any type of release whatsoever, then nobody could really feel you at all. And so it wasn't a very sustainable way of using or building up energy. And now that we know how this really does work, that it's your nerve fibers and your nervous system that you're building up that carries these electrical messages all over your body, and that is something that you can physically feel. And these are biophotons. Your qi energy are actually built up in the electrical system of your body through your nerve fibers, and what it does is build up these biophotons, and biophotons are a form of light that your body system runs on, and it communicates with different parts of your body as well as other people's bodies, and it's something that you can project out in a physical way. You can form in place. Biophotons are something that you can control the temperature on. You can change all these different attributes to a biophoton, and why in our school this is something that we teach students how to build up and not go at all towards any type of a hormonal flow buildup, because it's not really sustainable. You can't hold that type of stuff in place like you can biophotons. You can hold biophotons in place outside your body where you can physically feel it. And these are the things that we're actually teaching people in school. When that person asked that, we wanted to cover it fully and explain to them that why we don't particularly teach that buildup of jing energy like a whole lot of different people, like things in Qigong or, you know, different types of Qigong. They'll go over different elements of building up that part of you. And it's not practical, and it's something that will really give a person a roller coaster ride. And we're trying to avoid that in students. We're trying to give them this easy step-by-step procedure that they can just go from one step to the next step to the next step, ever getting higher, ever getting better, and physically knowing the difference where you can feel yourself get better on this regular basis. And a lot of times when you're learning these other types of methods out there, you may see this build up or you're getting some sensations and you think, okay, I'm getting ahead, but is it going to lead to practical application after you're finished. When you have done, or you've done all these things that a particular method has taught you to do, does it lead to something where you can actually say, okay, this is what I learned from studying this particular style? And from most of the studies that we've done, those are not things that happen from a lot of the different energy modalities out there. And in our school, we're actually teaching people to practical application where they can actually use their chi in this particular way. And that's really different than most of the places out there, isn't it?
Very much so. You know, I started off thinking about way back when with Manchuk Chia and different people I studied with, where there's primordial cells and you would use hormones built sexually and then go up through the kundalini and have an experience, and of course you're touching more glands in the head, and there was an experience, okay, but no practical application on a daily basis to change me, my life, and things around me. Now, these photons are so interesting, Sifu Jones, that you taught me about. Whether we call them biophotons that are coming off of the nerve fibers or photons out in space, they know that they don't have mass, but they have momentum and energy. And they've been moving solar mirrors and having a spaceship kind of propulsion for a known amount of time that scientists have been working with on a microscopic level, the part where they're moving these mirrors in space. And now here we are at a quantum level, and they've discovered that they can actually take photons and cool them down, and with certain types of atoms, create mass. And they can use this for quantum computing at a level they never have before. These are the most interesting types of phenomena in an electrical way that I feel a tangible, usable, thick form around me that I can use for healing and extreme abilities. It's so fascinating. Once you build them up a little bit each day in this pattern that you've shown us, you can have emotional stability and you can manage these things with temperature control. It just takes a little bit of time to learn something that I haven't really learned all my life through the other systems. It was very herky-jerky and very complicated, but this is a nice, easy way to build up something that is tangibly real and can use for practical application.
Well, a lot of people would probably find what we just talked about there as a little bit complicated for them to understand, but if they would look up what biophoton means, and the fact that our bodies are putting out these type of biophotons, and we basically build up them in our nervous system or our electrical part of the system. That's what we're really trying to get across to people, that it's in your electrical system that you're going to get all the gains that you're looking for in energy work. You can literally build up your body and your mind and in this practical application way where you can physically feel it, where you can have other people around you physically feel the projections that you make through your nervous system with these biophotons. And the amazing thing is their attributes, or the ability to change these attributes. You know, biophotons come out hot naturally, but the fact is you can cool them down. They've proven that in science, and we're proving that in the school on this regular basis, because as you go through our classes and you go through our school and you learn these different energy exercises that start building up your nerve fibers, you will physically feel from one day to the next a little bit of a difference. And if you're going through, let's say, 30 days, you'll feel it at one point. As you go out 3 months or 6 months or 1 year, you're going to feel this automatically increase in this ability to project out energy. And one of the ways that we know that you can feel it is by using that palm test that we show on our website. As you bounce energy back and forth from your hands, and let's say when you first started doing that, you could just barely feel that energy. Well, as you do your energy exercises, you'll be able to feel what the energy between your hands becomes stronger and stronger until, you know, eventually it gets so strong that you can't even put your hands together because of the pressure from how much of a buildup there is. And the cool thing about it is you can, with your mind, form these biophotons in place, and they will hold in place for a short period of time that you can use in all sorts of different ways that we'll bring up or use in the school. And we'll take them through a series of different exercises where they can see in a practical application way different ways they can use these biophotons to help themselves or to help others. Some of the ways that we do it or use biophotons on our own body in any form is to help ourselves either lower our blood pressure or lower our heart rate or cool our inner temperature or even kick out a hormonal flow that would be conducive to the body or make you feel good. And a lot of times when you're working with the bloodstream and you're doing it with hard breaths or sounds or the different ways that a lot of different types of qigongs or energy modalities tell you to do it by doing tightening positions, and so you'll get better blood flow movement that way, not really conducive to building up the biophotons of your body. And really that's what you're going to find where you're going to make gains is building up your electrical system, not in building up your blood flow. You will get some gains in building up the circulation of your body. I certainly did like standing postures for an hour for a number of years, and I could build up a little bit of energy that way, and I could feel it pretty well, but I didn't really make gains in building up a lot of the electrical part of my body until I actually started doing the nerve fiber building exercises that we've created. And it was through learning how all this stuff works that we came up with these particular specially designed exercises that do indeed build up your nerve fibers. And again, one of the ways that you can really tell is when you do that palm test, you'll start feeling it get stronger and stronger and stronger. And if somebody hasn't felt your energy before, it won't be long when you're doing these energy exercises before they definitely will start feeling your energy in this physical way that they say, wow, what is that? And certainly when I started feeling chi for the first time from a person who had learned to build up their nerve fibers that way, I was blown away because I didn't know that you could use energy in that particular way. And most people, I think, would be when they realize that you can actually build up the biophotons of your body and get them to get stronger and stronger so that you're putting out more biophotons than anybody else around you. Your information that you're putting out in these biophotons, because each biophoton can hold up to 4 megabytes of thoughts or information that you can put into them. It's really the way we communicate with each other on these subconscious levels. But when you learn to build them up in the school, it's not only just a subconscious thing after a while. You can consciously, physically feel this energy that we're talking about. And that's why we do not teach the sexual energy type of buildup in our school. When you have this other energy that you can build up so much stronger, do so many more things with it, why would you settle for something like the sexual energy that really is very limited in the practical application usages? And in most cases, it really is going to be just in the destructive way that you can use that particular type of energy. So that's the answer that we really want to get across to a person that has read about Jing energy. It seems like that would be a great thing to go and build up on, and it really isn't. We put years and years of our time and our effort doing different types of exercises, and that is one that you really can't be able to use in any sustainable way. And certainly if they would learn some of the other things that we do in our school, they would make much better gains than be trying to go that way. Thanks a lot, and have a good one.